to end our episode today, a segment from our How I Made It series about Latino creators and the work they make. At the Brooklyn Museum in New York City, there's a new exhibit that highlights radical Latina artists, an exhibit that took 7 years to put together. That exhibit, which was formerly at the Hammer Museum in Los Angeles, is called Radical Women, Latin American Art, and it hosts more than 260 works made between 1960 and 1985. The exhibit includes work from artists like Ana Mendieta and Beatriz Gonzalez, who paved the way for many Latina artists today. We spoke with the exhibit's curators, Andrea Junta and Cecilia Fajardo Gil, about how this exhibit came together. Here's Andrea and Cecilia.
I am Andrea Junta, co-curator of Radical Women from Buenos Aires.
I am Cecilia Fajardo Gil, the co-curator of Radical Women exhibition, which started at the Hammer Museum and is now opening at the Brooklyn Museum. So this exhibition started formally as a research project in 2010, though its inception as an idea is earlier than that. And it has to be stressed that the first 4 years of the project were extremely difficult. We had opposition to the project. Our own colleagues thought that the project was a bad idea, was unnecessary. We decided not to kind of listen to people. When people will say, don't waste your time, I will say, I'm going to waste my time. I'm going to go that way, because if that person is insisting so much, it's because they don't know something or they have something against that person. And often we discover wonderful things because of that insistence.
It's important to underline the title of the exhibition, Radical Women, Radical, because they were really experimenting with the most radical languages at that time. Video performance were very important, but also because they were exploring the limits, trying to go beyond their own possibilities. Many artists ask us, how did you find me? This is a question many of the artists did. How did you find me? Because they felt completely ignored in their own country. Many of the artists were under dictatorships. Many of them were in exile.
Originally, when we set out to do the exhibition, it was an exhibition about Latin American women. We didn't have Latina and Chicana women. And the reality is that they actually have a lot of points in common. You know, we could say, yeah, in Chile there was a dictatorship, there was a dictatorship in Argentina, in Brazil. In the U.S. there was no dictatorship. But in relation to Latino people, in relation to Black people, it was exactly like being in a dictatorship, because the rights were not distributed in an even way across the society.
And then we have to be aware that art is a very white, high-class, educated, patriarchal even, no? That's why we included the work that probably traditionally will not be part of an art exhibition, that is the work of Victoria Santa Cruz from Peru.
Tenía siete años apenas. Apenas siete años.
She's narrating very shortly an experience she had when she was 7 years old, and then she was playing with some girls, and one of them said that she didn't want to play with her because she was Black. And then she said, well, I wasn't aware I was Black and what it means to be Black, and I felt very bad, until one day I said, yes, I am Black, and ¿y qué? And what?
Sí, me costó ser negra.
Negra!
She was exploring very much techniques to bring to the present, you know, beliefs, ways of communicating, rhythms for producing this consciousness about race. This is a very powerful example. She's very sophisticated, very illustrated, but she was not recognized in the field of art. Then it was something we really brought from the feel of theater into the exhibition.
I feel that I know in my own body what it must have been for these women to be who they were in that moment, because still in the 21st century, it was hard for us, you know, to speak and to try to articulate something and do this kind of labor of love of actually kind of bringing these women into the light.
It's an exhibition, I think, that is displaying a lot of new knowledge that is necessary for the society today.
That was Andrea Junta and Cecilia Fajardo-Hill, co-curators of Radical Women, Latin American Art. The exhibit is at the Brooklyn Museum. Our fellow Maya Cueva produced that story.